to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. You know, I do think we're seeing a lot of movement around this idea that Romney is the nominee. We saw Jeb Bush come out and endorse him today, and there does seem to be a growing realization within Republican ranks that Romney is the guy, and I think we're now entering a period where the conservative base starts to try to make peace with that. I mean, obviously it's a concern, but realistically, once you get the general election, there's going to be a choice between the Republican nominee and Barack Obama, and I think it's safe to say that conservative voters are going to be backing the Republican nominee no matter who it is. So, you know, there's always talk about sort of is the base going to be fired up enough for the candidate. I think Barack Obama is going to fire up the Republican base either way. So assuming Romney can, I think his problem with conservatives is not as people seem to think.
That's CBS political analyst Brian Montepulli, who thinks that Mitt Romney's win in Illinois shows the GOP base is starting to come around to accepting him. So we start with that this hour of Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, turning our attention to radio host Jeff Katz, who here has Republican strategist Alicia Preston, a talk about the win in Illinois for Romney and what Romney needs to do to get the rest of the Republican Party solidly on his side.
So let's talk about the win for Romney, 12 points. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, that was a solid win. You know, when the numbers were coming in and they were saying 6 points here, 8 points there, at one point they kind of settled on eight, and then it popped into double digits. Yeah, I think it was a decisive win for Romney. I think he needed it to say, okay, the train has left the station, guys. Can we just, you know, get this primary process moving so we can run in a general election? And unfortunately, I don't think Santorum or Gingrich is going to go anywhere. And it's bugging me. It's kind of like Groundhog Day. You know, there's like a primary. We talk about how Romney wins. He's got more delegates. Santorum and or Newt Gingrich say something nasty, and they won't go away. Right. Next week, we talk about the exact same thing. And it's like, guys, at some point, listen to the narrative. You cannot win. Yeah. Santorum the other day says, people were talking about the numbers game. I'm talking about ideology, whatever he said. Yeah. Like, dude, it is a numbers game.
Right.
You don't have enough delegates. You don't have votes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, Alicia, it comes back to math. And while people may have hated it in school, it's pretty straightforward. 2 + 2 = 4. 4 is greater than 3, and we ought to be able to move on, but we can't.
But we can't because egos are ginormous.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you about the problem that I have, Alicia, with these results. I don't think there's any denying the numbers, and I really think at this point that Mitt Romney comes out as the nominee. I think most thinking people are looking at and seeing that scenario. Here's my concern, though. I mentioned these groups that are still not voting for Romney. 3 of those 4, I think, wind up going in his column in November anyway. But the middle class, he cannot connect with the middle class, and I don't think he can win without them, can he?
Well, you know, these kind of survey and polling data can be interesting because he's not getting the evangelicals, he's not getting the Tea Party,
right,
he's not getting the conservatives, and he's not getting the middle of the class. How the heck could he so far ahead? I mean, seriously.
Well, no, I get that. I get it. And I think that there are a large number of people that are certainly going to vote for him. And I think there are a large number of people who in November will simply say, I have to vote against Obama.
Right.
But I do have a concern, I really do, about this middle class thing because it is showing up in state after state after state. He does very well with people who make over $100,000 a year. Under that, though, he's got a problem. And we're not necessarily talking about people, you know, making $8 an hour at Walmart. We're talking about solid middle class people who are still saying, no, I'm not really on board with this guy.
Well, I think it's twofold. Number one, I think he's a very wealthy man who doesn't necessarily personally connect with the middle class or lower middle class when he says things like, yeah, I'm unemployed too.
Yeah.
Which that just shows that he doesn't know what it's like.
Okay.
That being said, I think there's also a reality in this country that George Will did a great piece in 2001, I still remember it on it, about envy versus fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
think the more cruddy people feel in this country, and the worse the unemployment rate gets, and the longer this poor economy goes on where people are out of work, people envy and don't aspire. And envy is it's one of the 7 deadly sins.
Mm.
So they envy the wealthy, they therefore dislike the wealthy. We see it all the time. We see it out of Congress all the time.
Yeah.
People who just want to tax or harm or criticize or whatever the wealthy for being wealthy.
That's right.
I mean, Joe Biden stands at a $10,000 plate event and talks about the rich elite being bad and the Republicans not wanting to help the poor. I mean, the hypocrisy is dumbfounding. So I think there's a reality there that people envy the wealthy and therefore dislike them.
More up next on the Illinois primary as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
How would you like to save $1,000 on groceries at your local supermarket? Great news. Now you can. As part of a national grocery stimulus program, we are currently conducting a special consumer spending survey in your local area. We're providing $1,000 in grocery savings to participants so we can study their buying patterns at local grocery stores. You can buy anything you want at your grocery store with your $1,000 in savings. Our certificates track what you buy and the research is complete. It's that easy. Participation is completely confidential, and there are no restrictions on what groceries you can buy at your local supermarket. So call now to receive your $1,000 in grocery savings. Call now to participate in the National Stimulus Program Grocery Survey. Call now, 800-294-4119 for your $1,000 in grocery certificates. Call 800-294-4119. That's 800-294-4119. Limit one per household. Call 800-294-4119.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings, because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
We move along in the countdown with our focus on the GOP race. Jay Leno talked to Ron Paul about the possibility that there would be a brokered convention and the rumors that he's got some kind of a deal going.
Now, the magic number is 1144. Can Romney reach that number as things look now?
The answer is he can, but will he on the first vote? It's uncertain. I think there's a very good chance that they might actually have two votes or three votes, and that would open up the door for a lot of...
Can you quickly explain to folks what a brokered convention would be? Because it's been 50 years since we've really had one.
Yeah, it's all a canned convention. We used to send people over there that were uncommitted, and they'd work it out and pick a candidate. But a brokered convention means that nobody wins on the first ballot. So and nobody gets eliminated, so they have to have a re-vote. But the big issue there is the committed delegates. See, there will be delegates maybe committed to Mitt Romney, but the second go around, they're not committed to him. Then they can vote their conscience. Then, I believe, we'll get a lot of those.
Oh, wow. Is it too late for people like Jeb Bush or, Chris Christie to get into the race?
I guess theoretically not, but practically speaking, it's not going to happen.
No.
I mean, something very unusual would happen. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
There were these rumors going around that there was some sort of secret deal with you and Mitt Romney. You seemed to be very friendly during a couple of debates. Anything to that?
It is something about it. It's very secret because he and I don't know a whole lot about it. But, you know, there has been talk a little bit. And the big deal I have to consider is whether I want to be a czar or head of the Federal Reserve. And I'm toying with the idea. Which one I'm going to take.
And then you could eliminate your own job.
Yeah, there you go.
Should Newt Gingrich get out of the race? Does it look like he can't?
Well, I'm not telling him what to do, but I think the other three should just get out of the race.
You think the other three? I mean, you've been pretty candid with your assessment of the other candidates. Right. You called Newt Gingrich a serial hypocrite. Explain that.
Yeah, he keeps going back and forth on all his issues, like on medical care. One time he's for big government, and then he's for less government when he's campaigning. And his foreign policy will flip-flop and change his mind. One time he's for this, but then not. Now, in one sense, it's not a bad idea because he's starting to say, well, maybe we ought to come home from Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you And Santorum, who seems to bill himself as the ultimate conservative, you call him a fake conservative. What is it?
Yeah, he says he's a conservative, and a lot of people believe him, but I don't believe him.
No.
I think he's a fake because conservatives are supposed to be for less government. But his voting record is a disaster for that. I mean, he votes for all the foreign aid. He voted to raise the national debt about four or five times, double the Department of Education, votes for foreign aid, things like that. And then to say you're conservative, but sometimes their definitions are really weird. I mean, many conservatives, especially Santorum, think that you can't ever cut even a penny out of the military-industrial complex, and I think there's a little waste there. I was in the military for 5 years. Believe me, there's a lot of waste there.
Right.
So, they talk one thing, but they do another one. I think that's being a fake.
Here's talk host Gene Mueller with ABC's Alex Stone about this week's primary in Illinois, and a look ahead to the Saturday primary in Louisiana.
It was comfortable for Mitt Romney. It was contentious going in, but nonetheless, Mitt Romney, the winner in the Illinois primary. By the margin, Alex, that most people thought it would be about, what, 12%?
Yeah, a pretty good margin. He won it handily. That's what it looked like going in. In some polls, he was 14-15% ahead, but it tightened a little bit there at the end, but he did get the win. Now, he picks up more delegates last night. He's at 563 now. Santorum is at 263, and despite the 300-delegate difference, Santorum says he's fighting on, and he still claims he's going to win the nomination.
We're heading to Louisiana for the rest of the week, and then we're going to be back here in Pennsylvania, and we're going to pick up a whole boatload of delegates and close this gap and on to victory. Thank you all very much.
Giving that speech at Gettysburg last night. And, you know, Gene, you look at the exit polling from last night, and Romney did very well. And this is what we've seen in other states as well, even since he's lost, that Romney did very well in wealthy suburbs, a sign that he may have a strong night when Maryland and Washington, D.C. vote in about 2 weeks. But among voters who are not as wealthy or as highly educated, that's where Rick Santorum was the favorite. Because of the wealthy aspect of it, that's where it definitely favors Rick Santorum going into Louisiana this weekend. If that trend continues, not as many wealthy voters in Louisiana, also very religious voters in Louisiana, very conservative, and that helps out Rick Santorum as they tend to vote more toward Santorum.
And it would seem Wisconsin very much in play then in, April 3rd?
Coming up, and his campaign, Romney and Santorum, they're both talking about Wisconsin. That could be, you may have a very good battleground state, and it may get kind of nasty and kind of dicey next door to Chicago here in Illinois. It's something that looks like you guys may have quite a fight on your hands coming up, and they may be there really campaigning.
Nasty, dicey politics in this state? That never happens, Alex.
Not in this area to cover.
No, not at all.
Up next, more analysis on the state of the presidential race, plus your calls on the Talk Radio Countdown broadcast.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television, the talk broadcast that a lot of people listen to get themselves caught up on what's going on in the race for the GOP presidential contest is front and center. Here's Mike McConnell on his radio program talking to analyst Paul Green about the news media's role in prolonging this race.
A lot of this is just people hoping for more drama than there might often be. I have the L.A. Times here from the other day. Illinois primary could be Santorum's big chance.
Yeah.
Well, not close, but they're hoping for something close. The longer they can drag this out, the better.
Yeah, well, we've discussed that before, how the cable news has been pushing. Someone picked up my line about Romney being the greatest political high hurdler because every week he has another high hurdle to overcome. He keeps winning. And his delegate lead is insurmountable. There's no way he can, the only thought is can all three of them stop him from getting to 1,144 delegates?
Right,
right now, it looks like it's not going to happen. He has that ace in the hole. The last primary is in Utah, winner take all for 40, which I am on record as saying it looks good for Romney. So, and I think he has Ron Paul also behind him in the sense that if he's short a little bit, Ron Paul will move some of his delegates over. He's got it. And unless something dramatic happens to him personally, Santorum, Gingrich, and Ron Paul, they're just playing out the string.
Yeah, not that it counts for anything, but it's interesting when you see the breakdown of what it has cost Romney per vote versus Santorum. Actually, Ron Paul has the second highest cost per vote after Romney, and Santorum spends the least to be in the position he's in right now.
That may be true. It's also irrelevant.
Right.
Politics is about winning. How you get there is, there's sometimes it makes a difference. But basically, noisy talks till money squawks. The noisy squawks till money talks. I'll get it right. It's been a long night. But the fact of the matter is he's winning. And the fact that he's spending more money, so be it. Oh, Barack Obama broke all records in 2008. No one was screaming about how much it was costing him for those votes. So, you got to spin something. People who work in these campaigns get a lot of big bucks, and they got to say something to fill up the air. So they just take a nuance and turn it into a really important issue. And, of course, the media plays along with them.
Now that you've queued up, let's get some of your caller reaction. 800-510-8255.
Rick Santorum First of all, he's a very down-to-earth man. He knows what it's like to live on very little, and he has a big family. He knows how he has to stretch a buck, and he can relate to people like us that make $30,000, $40,000 a year. So we must put somebody into office that's going to be able to look out for the working people here in this country. That's the biggest reason. And then he walks his talk. That's the other reason. He doesn't sway over here and over there and change what he has to say. He walks his talk. I do not understand why so many people are voting for Mitt Romney. Don't they remember the health care? He, in fact, put that health care into place in his state, and they used that health care in his state as a guideline for the Obamacare.
I'm an avid Mitt Romney fan, although I think all three, well, Ron Paul, a good man, but can't get elected, but the other three, I hold the utmost respect for them. I really like Rick Santorum, but this idea that Mitt Romney can't get elected is because people need to wise up. Rick Santorum will make a heck of a candidate. I'm hoping that Mitt Romney, who's going to win the nomination no matter what, having these people knock him, he's going to win the nomination. He should get Santorum to run with him. Now, and this idea that Mitt Romney's a rich guy and never did anything, listen, I've known some Mormons. I'm not a Mormon. But they're the hardest working, most honest people that you'll ever want to get around.
Coming up, your calls, more of them on the candidates and what they're saying about one another and what they're saying to try to get your vote. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at Bio-Mats.com, spelled Bio-Mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Bio-Mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Just as if you were starting new, starting over again this half hour, with a focus first on the callers that are in line, in the queue, as they say in England, wanting to talk about their favorite candidate, whether it be the left or the right, the Republicans or the Democrats. Maybe we got an independent salted in here someplace. 800-510-8255. A lot of trending information, a lot of people sending this delegate count number around yesterday. Just for your information, Mitt Romney has 562. Rick Santorum has 249. Newt Gingrich has 137. And Ron Paul, 71. And again, to reiterate, the Louisiana primary is this Saturday. And then Wisconsin, Maryland, and Washington come up on Tuesday, April 3rd, which is, a week from next Tuesday, huh? After that, there are 3 weeks off until the next round of GOP primaries. How many of you think, as I do, that the primaries ought to be all on one day? Maybe the first Tuesday in March or something like that. There seems to be an inequality here that nobody wants to address, or if anybody addresses it, it's not with any reservation. The fact that by the time we get sometimes to Wisconsin, Maryland, Washington, or California, or further on down the pike, it doesn't make any difference whether you vote or not, because the primary has decided for you with a number of votes going, or delegates, if you will, to the convention. That just doesn't seem American, doesn't seem fair, doesn't seem right, doesn't seem just. 800-510-8255. Steve in New Jersey is ready to vote for President Obama.
I think he's worked hard for this country. I think that he has done a great job in foreign policy. I think that he has done his level best to try to get people back to work, despite the obstructionist in the House and in the Senate. I think he has faced the kind of venomous attacks that no president in my lifetime, and I'm almost 50 years old, has faced. And I think he's done it with grace and dignity, and I think he's been a great president.
All right. You won't mind if I disagree with you on that, Steve. The venomous attacks against Bill Clinton were, I think there were venomous attacks against Ronald Reagan, as far as that's concerned, going back to my memory of him being president. But then you got your point of view, and we're happy to have you express it here, really. 800-510-8255. Linda in South Dakota, still a Gingrich fan.
I support Newt Gingrich, but I don't think he's going to win for three reasons. The first reason is if he gets to Washington, everybody, including the Republican establishment, is going to lose their power, and they're terrified. On the other end of the scale, everybody who has been living on the government dime is going to have to start taking responsibility for their own lives, and they're terrified. But the main reason I don't think he'll win is because if he takes the power away from Washington, it has to go back to the people. And frankly, I don't think there's enough people left in this country who are willing to take on that challenge. But I keep hoping. If Mitt Romney gets in, we will continue to go down, only it will be slower. If Obama gets in, we'll go down a lot quicker.
All right, well, Obama is in. You think we've gone down. A lot of measurements in that that standard, whether it be the amount of government paperwork that exists, the number of new regulations, the amount of money being spent. I think you have to be serious when you encounter all of this stuff, unless you're oblivious to who's going to pay for all these things that have been a part of presidential spending. 800-510-8255. Tammy likes the primaries the way they are, so you don't think it ought to be all in one day, Tammy, eh?
No, no. It helps the economy the way it is now because they have to travel to different towns, spend money in that town, hotels, taxis, airfare.
Yeah.
If it's all in one day, then they're going to spend less money, and right the way it is now, they're really helping the economy.
All right. I understand your point of view. 800-510-8255. Mike's in North Carolina. He switched his support from Gingrich to Mitt Romney.
I did support Gingrich several months back because I'm familiar with Gingrich's record and what he did when he was in the as Speaker. He's a very smart man, but Mitt Romney's a very humble man. He's a very smart man. He just doesn't. He comes across a little flaky sometimes, but he's not. He's very, very smart, and I think that that he can definitely get the presidency this time around. I hope that people will start looking at him in a different light, the ones that support the other three candidates, and see that I think he's the man to the job.
Okay. 800-510-8255. Not getting an argument from too many people. Anybody want to argue with these people? Who are the pretenders, the intenders, the contenders? I've always liked that in referencing all of them. But right now you get down to the pretender is Gingrich, I think. The intender is Santorum. The contender is Romney. And I think that Ron Paul's a kingmaker, if I were to use a word for him. 800-510-8255. Here's Ruth in Michigan.
There's a couple things that the people aren't really looking at. Santorum supports Main Street USA. Mitt Romney, I hear he's going to have Jeb Bush come in as a vice president, which was part of the Enron fiasco. And he supports Wall Street, which is the same thing that Obama has inside the White House right now with Gittner. So it's like you're just going to have the same thing in the White House with Mitt Romney, but only it's going to be called a Republican. And, you know, it's I would love to see Santorum and Gingrich get together. To me, that's a win-win. And I'm from Michigan, and Santorum got all of the Upper Peninsula and the majority of the Lower Peninsula, except the, what you call the rich political purchase of votes. And right now, the governor of Illinois, the old governor of Illinois, is in prison because he tried to sell the senatorial seat. And here you have a man running for president that they're buying it. So I don't see the difference. To me, a crook is a crook.
800-510-8255. Rick Santorum is about Main Street, not Wall Street. The inference is that Mr. Romney is a crook. I think that's a little outlandish, but I understand how some people think, and I'm not here to necessarily get you to change. That's not my job. My job is to present as much of the information as I can and see where it goes. The late night hosts had some fun with both Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney. Jimmy Kimmel starts with Rick Santorum.
Republican presidential hopeful Rick Santorum had a rough night last night, fresh off a big loss in Puerto Rico on Sunday. Mitt Romney beat him by a wide margin in the primary in Illinois yesterday, but he's staying in it. I guess with the way this race has gone so far, you never know. And plus, what else does he have to do? He's not having sex. We know that, right?
All right, so he should. Everybody seems to stick their foot in it at one point in time or another, don't they? Here's Jimmy Fallon on Mitt Romney.
Hey, this is a true story about Mitt Romney. You guys know there's a robot running for president, right? How cool is that? While touring Google's offices yesterday, this is a true story, Romney saw a lava lamp on someone's desk and said, "That's a big lava lamp. Congratulations." Ironically, the lava lamp was better at natural conversation than Mitt Romney.
It's an interesting concept. There's a fellow on the line I just heard from Evan named John in Oklahoma who has an interesting take on the primaries. John, go ahead. Explain what you were just saying to Evan.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think things are shaking themselves out now, and it's time for Mitt Romney to appeal to the other three candidates to sit down in private and have a conference and say, okay, half a loaf is better than no loaf at all. So I think that Ron Paul would make an excellent either head of the Federal Reserve or Secretary of Treasury, his choice. Santorum would make it, I think, an excellent vice presidential candidate. Mm-hmm. And lastly, Newt Gingrich, I think, would make one of the most outstanding secretaries of state we've ever had.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. All right, let's put it in the hopper and see if people agree with you, John. Thanks for your call and your thoughts. 800-510-8255. Who's thinking differently? Who's thinking at all? It's 17 before the hour.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-7476, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-7476. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7476. That's 1-800-620-7476.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
How would you like to save $1,000 on groceries at your local supermarket? Great news. Now you can. As part of a national grocery stimulus program, we are currently conducting a special consumer spending survey in your local area. We're providing $1,000 in grocery savings to participants so we can study their buying patterns at local grocery stores. You can buy anything you want at your grocery store with your $1,000 in savings. Our certificates track what you buy and the research is complete. It's that easy. Participation is completely confidential, and there are no restrictions on what groceries you can buy at your local supermarket. So call now to receive your $1,000 in grocery savings. Call now to participate in the National Stimulus Program Grocery Survey. Call now, 800-294-4119 for your $1,000 in grocery certificates. Call 800-294-4119. That's 800-294-4119. Limit one per household. Call 800-294-4119.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
I'm looking at a poll from USA Today. This is the Good Day. That's another Good Day. That's the other program. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Election 2012, the poll tracker. That is who you like. Poll of Republican, likely Republican voters across the country at this point in time. 36.1% of you say you'd prefer to have Romney as the nominee. 28% of you say you'd rather have Santorum as the nominee. 15.4% of you say you'd like Gingrich to be the nominee, and 11% say you'd like to have Ron Paul as the nominee. How does that square with you? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Following letter was sent on White House stationery. And when I first saw this, I thought immediately, does using the White House letterhead for basically a campaign message seem right to you? Again, this is on White House stationery, a response to a note sent to the president about a union matter. And this is the response. Dear friend, so you know this is a robo letter. Thank you for writing. As president, it is my privilege to hear from Americans like you who take time to offer their perspective on serious issues. I appreciate your message. From putting Americans back to work to expanding access to medical care, my administration continues to take bold action to do what is right for our nation. We've enacted the most comprehensive financial reforms in decades, rescued and helped retool our car industry, expanded student aid to millions of young people, helped level the playing field for working women, and made the large investment in clean energy. Because of the courageous acts of our service members, we've been able to end the war in Iraq and take down Osama bin Laden. We've also made historic commitments to provide for our troops as they return home. Securing our country's future will take time, but I will not stop working to rebuild the kind of America where everybody gets a fair shot, everybody does their fair share, and everyone plays by the same rules. I'm eager to hear ideas that will help our country adapt to changing times and lead us toward a brighter day. The enduring American spirit is revealed in the letters I get, and I remain dedicated to ensuring it is reflected in our efforts to improve the lives of all Americans. Signed, Barack Obama. This is the White House stationery. It's a political statement. I think that is extraordinarily inappropriate. Whether he's not the only one, whether George Bush did it, I've never come across a letter like this or seen it. When this was sent to this person that I know, I read it, and I'm going through some of these points here. Putting Americans back to work. Huh? The unemployment rate is higher than it was when you took office. And there are people who argue it could be as high as 14% because of those who have dropped out. The most comprehensive financial reforms in decades. Well, the banks are being fined billions of dollars for what they screwed up. I don't think he did that. I think Congress did that. He signed the bill. Help level the playing field, expanding student aid to millions of young people. I mean, I don't think that's bad, but at what cost? Who's paying for all this stuff? Able to end the war in Iraq, no mention of Afghanistan, and I'm always willing to hear ideas that will help the country. I don't think any of that stuff is necessarily true as you examine all of this stuff, and I don't really think that it's appropriate for the president to use White House stationery to promote himself. I think it's outrageous, as a matter of fact. What do you think? 800-510-8255. The president raised $45 million for his reelection in February, according to the numbers that are out this week. That's not as much as, I guess, the Republicans are raising. It's pretty interesting to see these numbers. 51 after on the countdown.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Doug Stephanie here talking about the issues that are before us in terms of the primary, in terms of the election. I thought it was interesting. I mentioned a few minutes ago that the president had raised $45 million in February, raised almost $30 million in January. But this amount is not as much as he collected at the same point 4 years ago in his first time out. Now, he said the Democrats are going to raise $1 billion for the election, and the Republicans said basically the same thing. Can you imagine how obscene all this money is in the process? Obscene. Meanwhile, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush endorsed Mr. Romney for president yesterday. He is the son of H.W. and the brother of W., prominent Republican. A lot of people thought that he would run himself. His endorsement came after Illinois, so it was interesting to see how these things shake out. So Romney winning in Illinois, these other guys continue their banging around, the money and politics, and that letter that I read to this person who had written to the White House to complain about something in her union. The president basically uses the opportunity to send a letter out on White House stationery touting his 4 years in office. David in Maryland, you like whom?
I really have taken a great interest in this campaign for Mitt Romney. Back in 08, I did. Primarily, I'll say, and I'm not ashamed to say it, is that I am of the same faith as Mitt Romney, and I think he stands for the core values of America in that faith. Aside from that, he has excellent leadership, and that the founding principles of this country, that free enterprise system that we all benefit from, that he has lived the legacy that the founding fathers gave us when this nation was established, and that he sees the vision forward, which I think Obama and all of his followers and all the people who loved Clinton and the Democrats, that all those people are wrong, and that Mitt can expose Obama and all of these followers of his for what they're doing to our country.
800-510-8255. Donnie, another Oklahoman calling about Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul.
I was calling about Rick Santorum because I see a fire in that guy like I don't see in the others. And the thing I see in Romney is another Obama. He sounds exactly like Obama, but he is different on some stands, of course. But if we look back, that money, it gets you elected. And Obama made promises during his campaign that he couldn't get it all done, but he got most of what the people he had promised to done. Okay, now we look at Rick Santorum. The guy is a good, straight guy. He's good. He's forward. He knows where he wants to go with this country. And I believe that we got another problem, just like when Ross Perot was run. He was just taking up votes that could have went to the Republican candidate, which may could have won the election. Well, now we have Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul. And those guys ought to just drop out.
All right, maybe correct your English there, sir. Could have went, maybe could have gone would have been better English. All right, so Edward in Texas, what do you think?
I just want to make a brief comment. I find it very strange and I'm very offended by the lack of respect by Mr. Romney and Mr. Gingrich in respect to our president, who is now our commander-in-chief. They just lack respect, and I just wonder why in the world do they expect us to respect them if they're elected when they have no respect for the president we now have? I've also noticed that Mr. Santorum does not lack respect and has never been disrespectful to our commander-in-chief, and I think that this should be an issue.
All right, let's get Bobby in Tennessee with thoughts on President Obama before we run out of time here.
I think the president deserves a second chance because the president, he's trying to help the whole country, the rich, the poor, everybody in this country. The president wants everybody to have health care. The president's trying to bring all the jobs back. The Republicans paid the corporations to leave here. President Obama gonna pay the corporation to bring the jobs back. The man's trying to help everybody, not just rich people. He's out for the whole country. And I want to put the rest of life about Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich keep on telling people that he balanced the budget along with President Clinton. Newt Gingrich never balanced the budget. No Republican never balanced the budget. The Balanced Budget Act of 1993 was passed without one Republican vote, not one. Newt Gingrich, the so-called Republican Revolution, took place in 1994. The Balanced Budget Act was passed in 1993. Newt Gingrich had nothing to do with it. I'm tired of him lying about it.
All right, sir. That takes care of a lot of good expressions of interest and concern here in this hour.